The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ennis Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
I'm excited today, one more time, your regular host on this Light Encounter Radio Series brought to you by the Touchlighters Church Enugu. My name is Ernest Osiri, your regular host. I'm glad that God has brought us to this point one more time, trusting God that the program has been a blessing to you. Today, we are going to consider what I title, What is this light? What is this light? What is this light? Let's pray. Father, thank you one more time for the privilege of listening to you. Thank you one more time for the honor of being partakers of your word. The Bible says that blessed is the man whom the Lord God Almighty himself has chosen to appear before him. Wow, you've chosen us to appear before him. I just sense that God wants to bless someone. I'd like you please to pay a very rapt attention to what you're about to hear. There's a sense in my spirit, man, that God wants to bless someone this day. Thank you. John chapter 1. This has been our anchor scripture. John chapter 1. And I'm going to be reading from verse 1 down to verse 5. John chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 5. My topic is, what is this light? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend him. Wow, what a word. I'm always excited each time I read God's Word. God's Word touches me tremendously. God's word gives me hope each time I read it. And I would like to say to you, please, in case if you're not an addict of God's word, make God's word your daily food. Job said, I prefer God's word much more than my necessary food. Jesus speaking, he said, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every single word that shall proceed out of the mouth of him. All you need in this life is the word of God. When this word enters you, it turns you on. When this word enters you, it changes your life. When this word enters you, it takes away sickness. When this word enters you, it handles poverty. It handles shame. It handles reproach. What is this light? Number one, I'd like you to understand, there is a life in Jesus. This we see in verse 4. In him was life. There is life in Jesus. Every single human being wants to live. You want to live, I want to live. Muslims, they want to live. Christians, they want to live. Buddhists, they want to live. Hindus, they want to live. Everyone wants to live. Nobody wants to die. And that's why the thought of death will always frighten us. The thought of death will always frighten us. Nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to live. And you can only live when you are alive, when there is life in you. And I can tell you the source of this life. The Bible explains to us that. It said that there is life in Jesus. And so if you really, really want to live, Jesus, as a matter of necessity and urgency, must be in your life. There is life in him. Number two, this life is a light of men. Education is not the light of man. I want to appreciate the place of education. But education is not the light of man. All educated people, they die. With all the certificate, with all the acquisitions, they die. And so education is not life. Money is not life. You can have all the money in this life and yet you will die. Job had money, he died. Abraham had money, he died. There is something much more than money. and his life. And this life is in God. It is in Son, Jesus. I want you to understand, because this is about the light series. And that's why we are laying a very good foundation to let you know the source of this life. There is life in him. Are you looking for life? Is in him. Do you want to live? Is in him. You want your business to live? Is in him. You want your marriage to live? Is in him. There is life in him. As I speak, I sense this life in me. When this life is out of you, you become dead, completely dead. When this life is out of you, you might be alive and yet you are dead. You can be alive and be dead. And so we are talking about the Zoe life of God, the God kind of life, the God's life. That thing that makes God who he is in us. The Bible says he breathed in us the breath of God, and we became a living soul molded with clay. And we were motionless. We couldn't act. We couldn't do anything. We couldn't talk. We couldn't eat until life entered into us. This life is found in his Son. This is my emphasis today, that this life is found in his Son. What is this life? This light is the life of his Son. You can only find it in him. If you do not have the life of Jesus, you do not have this light. And so, the source of this life is Jesus. What is this light? This light is the life that is found in his Son. I don't want you to mistake what I'm telling you. I don't want you to be confused with this message. I want you to understand on a very clear terms that the life you are looking for is found in his Son, Jesus Christ. You can be alive and yet you are dead. You can be walking and yet you are dead. You can have all the money and yet you are dead. You can have all the education and yet you are dead. You can have all the beauty and yet you are dead. You can do all the makeups. You can wear all the fine clothes and yet you are dead. I'm talking about the spiritual life that is found in the Son Jesus. Oh, when this life enters you, it turns you around. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no light. Until Jesus is in you, you have no life and you have no light. Make haste today and embrace him. Make haste today and work on him. Make haste today and usher him into your life. Zacchaeus knew this. Zacchaeus had all the money. Zacchaeus had all the fame. Zacchaeus had all the connection. Zacchaeus had all the recognition. But there was something that was lacking in that young man. There was something that was lacking in him. And when he heard about Jesus Christ being in town, he knew there was something he was missing out of. He knew there was a vacuum that was created in him. He knew there was a vacuum that needed to be filled up. I sense God as I talk to you, that there is a young man out there listening to me. That is a young girl out there listening to me that is in need of the life of God. What is this light? This light is the life of God. It is what makes you the you that you are. It is what brings you to the class of God. It is what makes you a living soul. It is what gives you the essence of existence, the light of God. Today, I make a call to you. Embrace this life. When this life entered the disciples, it turned them around. When this life entered Peter turned around. When this life entered Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, all of them, it turned them on. And today, I want you to understand that when this light enters you, it's going to turn you on. When this light entered Paul on his way to Damascus, full of threat against the church, full of bitterness against the church, and this light shone off from heaven, and the Bible said this young man fell, and then something entered him. When he woke up, he became a different person. That is what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking about you walking around with the breath in you. I'm not just talking about you being a living soul. I'm talking about the life of God entering to your your system and turning you around and changing you and bringing out the essence of God in your life. That's what I'm talking about today. And I trust God that there is someone out there listening to us. I trust God that there's someone out there that is yearning for this light to enter into you. Wow, when this light entered my life, I became a different person. When this light entered my spirit, something was turned on in my system. When this light entered into me, I became changed. I became a different person. I became a living soul. I began to understand the way God understands. I began to see the way God sees. I began to reason the way God reasons. And that same thing can become your portion today. If you can receive this same life that is the light of God in your system, it's going to turn a whole lot of things on in your life. One more time, I'd like to welcome you to embrace this same light. What is this light? This light is a life that is found in the Son, Jesus Christ. And until it enters you, you are just but a living corpse. Until it enters you, you are just on your own. Until it enters you, you cannot make any significant thing in this life and in the life to come. I welcome you one more time into the life that is found in the Son, Jesus Christ. And when it comes, you're going to turn your life around. One more time, I'd like to pray with you wherever you are, asking that this life will enter you, asking that something great will enter your life, asking that what your soul needs, what your soul desires will enter into your life. And as it comes, you are going to be a different person. Can I pray for you? Father, I pray for my listener, whatever they are. I ask that your light we enter them. I ask that your life will enter them. And as it does, O Lord, I pray that things will be turned around in their life. Thank you for hearing. Your name be glorified, Father, in Jesus' precious mighty name. Don't forget to tune in same time, same station next week. The Torchlighters radio series broadcast from the Torchlighters Church. Don't forget our weekly activities. Every Wednesday, 5:30, the Light Encounter service. Every Sunday, 7:30 a.m. in the morning, Sunday worship service. Make it a date with God and you will never regret that you are there. The address, one more time, is number 4 Papresidential Road, Independence Layout, adjacent Fontana Filling Station, and then almost opposite UBA Bank. God bless you. God bless you richly and have a very fruitful week in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Torchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Torchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetorchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing here.